Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Manchester United ended the season with a 2-1 victory against Wolves. Wolves were unable to give Nuno Espirito Santo the winning send-off they craved, as Manchester United got all 3 points. In a game where Nuno was saying goodbye to the Molineux crowd, 2 days after their surprise announcement, this would be his last game in charge. But United spoiled the send-off with a good performance in their game against Wolves, just days ahead of their Europa League final against Villarreal. United already showed up second place before the game, managed to take the lead from Alanga. Nelson Semedo cancelled that out, but Juan Mata's first half penalty after a VAR review ensured that his team managed to get over the line. Despite plenty of possession, nothing that either team in the second half could do meant that there was extra goals to celebrate. The old and the new caught the eye for Manchester United, with some of their youngsters looking very impressive indeed. Manchester United's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Wolves win showed the spirit of Sir Alex, with his team fighting out until the very end. A dramatic final day in the season. Liverpool and Chelsea complained at their top four spots alongside both Manchester clubs. It's going to be a big few days for Manchester United. Reports with Paul Scholes now, and he believes that his team need to, or his former team need to, try and get someone through the door in creative midfield role. He told the Daily Mirror that he believes that they need someone like Grealish or Sancho. He went on to say he also said that they needed a left-footed centre-back. He said he doesn't think they're that desperate for it. He just believes the two players that are at the heart of defence are good enough to continue. He believes two creative players are key, and if the club can add another centre-back, then that is a bonus. Harry Kane would be ideal, though, for Manchester United, according to Mark Hughes. He said he would love the club to try and sign Kane, who would be a great fit. So the United are always better when Cavani's actually down the middle. He's done great for United. From watching them this season, it's always struck me that when they've got a focal point, it will function much better than it should. So he hopes that Kane will come into Manchester United and lead the way. But for now, it remains to be seen what his next move will be. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.